Afyud Aleph Omid Aleph Ki Avodim Anachnu Pasuk Hu B'Sefer Ezer. It's the Pasuk B'Sefer Ezer B'Sefer, and the Sefer of it is V'Yataleinu Chesed L'Fnei Sari Pras Losses Aleinu Michi, to give us something to live on. Ve'Eish Nimeim Nebuchadnezzar She'etileinu L'Socha Eish, they threw some of us into the fire. V'L'Socha Kivshon She'etileinu L'Socha Kivshon, they threw some of us into the fire. Amos I wrote called Avsei Orez Yisushus Alokeinu Vimei Mordechai Shadover Nigla Lechol. Almost everyone, all the nations, so Shachol Geres Vchol HaOlam, because the letters went out in the whole world. Mustabolam Luvashim B'Basar, they were wrapped in flesh. Nasa Sonos Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Moch Kimi Shelo HaYachol HaShias. If you couldn't save them, Adam V'Lo Melech Zehaman Etzhaman Brav Masna. Omar Mehocha Pesach Pesach. That's where he would stir his drushes. Hoda Dichsev Mashakasa B'Torah. That was just in the Torah. In Koine, Gozar Haman, Haman made Gzir Shalohi Adam Rashai Liknos Mehen. Le'evit, that no one should be able to buy a Jewish slave. Rishmul Omar Mehocha Pischa Lo Ma'astim. He would start with the Pasuk Lo Ma'astim. V'Mosorish Af Elu Nenchu. They were also punished. Al Shechamul Shol Al Amolek, because Shol had Rachmanis, mercy on Amolek. Esa Lechem Af Elu Kamat Kol. So these were also just about wiped out. This means to say Doimeloi is compared to him. Ben Gilo, Ben Mazloi is the same Mazlo. Shneim Das Echas Hayalim. They both had the same intent. Bikish LaHachriv Yisod Sheyosod Zerubbabel Beis Hamikdash B'Mikarish. The foundation that Zerubbabel put down of the Beis Hamikdash during the Yisod Kodesh Lefnei Achashverosh, before Achashverosh was in charge. K'mo Sheomer in Sefer Ezra, it says in Sefer Ezra, Sitna Shneim Nelusatan Lahem. They appointed to be a trouble for them. Shelo Yivnuhu, that they shouldn't be able to build it. Ach Oy, whoa. Avram, who Avraham, Pasuk Kubu Divrei Hayom, it's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayom, Shemelech Ma'atzmo, Shelo Hoya Mizera Malucha, because he wasn't from a royal lineage. Ki Hu Roy De Ksiv B'Shleimei, it's written by Shlomo, Gishim Shemelech, Al Tivsach Vel, Azav Ahochi Kamer, and this is what it's meaning to say. Ki Hu Roy De B'chol Evet, B'chol Ever Hanar, because he was in charge of all those on the other side of the river, Kamom, Tivsach Vel Azza, just like he was from Tivsach until Azza. Mochol B'kipo, Tachas Kol Kipa Sarakia, underneath the whole sky. Hoda Amr Mehodu vi ad Kush, from Hodu until Kush. Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Simin Shlomo Sancheir of the Yavish Karish. Lo Salak Machuse. Lo Hishla Machuse. And he finishes his rulership, his kingship. Shahari Nitter, because he was chased away. Kid Amr Mesechus Gittin, as we say Mesechus Gittin. Hani Chlaman Amr Mesechus Gittin, Beperk Misha Achsu, and Mesechus Gittin, the seventh parak. Allo Yurim Allah Shadim on the demons. Kisheves Hamelech Mashram Betchilas Machuse. Applies the beginning of his kingdom. Vahodar Ksivin says Beshash Allah should begin. It was in the third year. Originally, he was worried that the Jews would leave from underneath him, because when the 7 years of the exile bubble would end, now he was calm. What was the calculations of Belshazzar and his mistake? He thought Lamalchus bubble to the kingdom of bubble. Miyom Shinolam bubble Malchus, from the day the bubble became an empire, presented Nebuchadnezzar, not al Malchus Aser Chadun Melch Asher, and that's when Nebuchadnezzar took the kingship from Aser Chadun, who was the king of Ashur. Chishi Belshazzar, Belshazzar made the calculations of Memhe Nebuchadnezzar, 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar, Bechav Gimel de Evel Merudach, and in 23 of Evel Merudach. But Tarti Didei, the Ashkan, the Belshazzar, Melch Tlas, Shnim, we find that the Belshazzar was king for 3 years, the Chzibur Sefer Daniel, it says Sefer Daniel, Bishna Shalosh, Machos Belshazzar, the third year to the rule of Belshazzar. Chazon, Nira, Eli, Ani, Daniel, that Daniel had this vision. Golo B'Sheva, Golo B'Shemayin, Chad Golo, so it was all one exile, but Koroi, Kadarsh, they were making a drusha on the Pesukim, Ksibbe Golos Yehoyachon, it says by the Golos of Yehoyachon, Mishnas Shemayin Lamachos of Nebuchadnezzar, the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. B'Soif Sefer Malachon, and the Sefer Malachon, B'Soif Yirmiyo, and Yirmiyo B'Soif at the end says, Asher Hegel Nebuchadron B'Shnas Sheva, that he exiled them in the 7th year. Elo Shemayin Lamalchos Nebuchadnezzar, V'Sheva L'Kibush Yehoyachon, it was 7th year to rule the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, and so it was 8th year to the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, and the 7th year to when he conquered Yehoyachon, Shekosh Tachtov V'Shana Shnei Lamalchus, because he conquered him in the 2nd year of his reign. Lo Higluhu, but he did not exile him. V'Hi Lo Eved Shaloshanim, he was a servant to him for 3 years. V'Yud Ches V'Yud Tes Ksiv, and since 18 and 19 also, B'Gol Sidkiyo, by the exile of Sidkiyo, V'Sof Sefer Yirmiyo, at the end of Yirmiyo, V'Hainu Chorvus Yishalayim, that's when Yishalayim was destroyed. story. She Yud Al Shana Achar Golos Yochanan, which was 11 years after the exile of Yochanan. The Chsiv Vehi VaAshe Esrei Shana Lemelchus Kiyo, because it says in the 11th year to the rule of Tzidkiyo. Umay Yud Ches Yud Tes. And what does it say with me when it says 18:19? Is Yud Ches Lekivish Yochanan, the 18th year since when Yochanan, from when Yochanan was conquered. Yud Ches Lemelchus Nebuchadnezzar, the 19th year from when Nebuchadnezzar started to reign. Dummer Mar, Shana Rishana Kibish Ninve, Shahis, the Rosh Malchus Asher, which is the capital basically of Asher, Shahim Melech Ben Ninve, because the king would be in Ninve. Shnia Kibish, Yeho Yakum Kroy Kadarsh, we're making it beside Erlum, then Seder Erlum, we're making Joshua's on the Pasik. Ksiv, it says, Verosh, Sefer Daniel, in the beginning of Sefer Daniel, Bashtash, Shalosh, Malchus, Yo Yakum, the 3rd year to the reign of Yo Yakum, Bon Nebuchadnezzar, Yushalayim, Nebuchadnezzar came to Yushalayim, Vietin Hashem, Es Yo Yakum, Beyadu, and Hashem gave over Yo Yakum to him. Es Shalaymer, can you say that? Falolo, Malach, became king in the 4th year of Yehoyakim. She never say for Yirmiyahu, it says in Yirmiyahu, Hadora Asher Hoya B'Shtas HaRevius LeYehoyakim. So what happens in the 4th year of Yehoyakim? He Shana Rishon Nebuchadnezzar, which is the 1st year of Nebuchadnezzar. Elamata Malim B'Shtas Shalosh Lemachos LeYehoyakim. What does it mean when it says the 3rd year of the reign of Yehoyakim? B'Shtas Shalosh LeMordoi. It's talking about the 3rd year when he rebelled. La'acha Shekivshel. After he was conquered, Obzul Shalosh Hashanim. He served him for 3 years. Umordoi, and then he rebelled. She never vahilo Yehoyakim Evet Shalosh Shanim. It says Yehoyakim was subservient for 3 years. Yoshev a Yimer boy, and then he rebelled. V'lom dechokan is telling us here she'amad b'merdol Shalosh Shanim that he was rebelling for 3 years. Harishish Shishashanim l'kibusha. That's the 6th year from his when he was originally conquered. V'pamazayis nimsu b'yodov v'horgoi. Then he was handed over to Nebuchadnezzar and he was killed in the sky book Furus Chamor Yikover, and it fulfills to him the nevuah that he was going to be buried like a donkey. V'himlech as Yehoyakim b'noy tachdom and Yehoyakim his son was made the king. In his stead, Ubalo Lubavlin came to Bubble, Amruloi, Yoats of his advisors said to him, Ha'av Morin Bechav Ha'amalchus Benoi Mitlo. And his advisor said to him, the father rebelled and you're making the son king. Misla Omar, the parable is said over, Mikabo Bisho Gurya Tova, from a bad dog you're going to get a good pup. Lo nafik, then it comes out. Chazer lov l'tshuva sashana came back to him on the end of the year, but he glu and he exiled him. Himlech Tzidkiyo, and he made Tzidkiyo king. V'chein Tzidkiyo sefer melochem, and that's what says in sefer melochem, but sefer at the end, Nimsi is golos Yehoyakim, b'shnash shevel l'kibush Yehoyakim. That the exile of Yehoyakim was at the 7th year to the conquering of Yehoyakim, v'hari yakosuv k'rusoy, b'shnash shemayin l'machos of v'chonetzer, but sefer melochem, and the pasuk is calling it the 8th year to the reign of the v'chonetzer. This is in sefer melochem, but sefer at the end, l'madnu, the teachers of Shabashana shni and l'machusoy kibushu, that in the 2nd year of his reign, he conquered them. Nasa Abu Merudach Melech Bavel Lam Nadul Shemelech Abu Merudach Mishnas Lam Zayin Legolos Yehoyachin. This teaches us that Abu Merudach became king the 37th year to the exile of Yehoyachin. The Kram Melech Nebuchadnezzar Shmona Shana Koydim Golos Yehoyachin. Nebuchadnezzar had been king for 8 years before Yehoyachin was exiled. Shmona Lam Zayin. So 8 plus 37. Harim Mem Hayin. It's 45. Chav Gimel Abu Merudach and 23 Abu Merudach. Who based the Baal Shetzer and 2 for Baal Shetzer. Apek Mani the base of Midrash Mishnas Shlishis Machusun the 3rd year of his reign. Omar Achashverosh. Chashverosh said, "Iu vade mitatoy." He for sure made a mistake. Ana chashimi no legolos bavel techilas goyel shehigla es yochanya. At the beginning of the exile, when Yochanya was exiled, kamal betzirim mishivin from the 70 years. Mishnah shnayim lebel shetzer from the 2nd year to bel shetzer to money is 8 years. Oisin shemayin shanim shemalach nebuchadnezzar lefnei hegluso es yochanya. That was the 8 years that Nebuchadnezzar reigned before Yochanya was exiled. Shelo hayu lo lebel shetzer lemnois lemanon. Bel shetzer shouldn't have counted him. He's still counting him. Chishim achasher achasher counted him in beis lebel shetzer the 2 bel shetzer ad shelo shelo to his 3rd year. Va'ayal hanich to money to chusayu. These 8 years were in the lieu. There were other 8 years. Chadu lebel shetzer to have a mishnas shtaim shomel shemishana because the 2nd year of his reign, the 70 years finished. Lefi minyano, according to the Baal Shetzer's count, b'shuv manu shlishis, then he counted the 3rd year. The chamisha deryavish amadei bekorish aparsi. The chsiv deryavish madoi kibul machusus. That deryavish became the king. Va'achar molach korish harishon. After him was the first korish. Koresh, the Shinasim Rishus Lubnei HaGoyel, Lalos gave the permission to the exiles to go back up. Shinemar Koyamar Koresh, as the Koresh said, Chesoka Daitik Hashin, we think now Shemochel Ben Shneim Hin Shanim. The 2 of them reigned for 5 years. I've got the looks of Bekro, even though it's not mentioned in a Pasuk. V'tarti that Chesherosh Kvar Avru Lo Shtei Shanim. It already passed 2 years. V'chorvos Yushalayim Golos L'Kiyo. The exiles of Kiyo. Shinifsa say, Shinistra Fahair, that the city was burned. Uvol Behed Yuxiv. And there it's explicitly written, L'charvos Yushalayim Boi L'minyana, that you have to count from the destruction of Yushalayim. D'chsib is Sefer Daniel, because it's written Sefer Daniel, L'malos L'charvos Yushalayim Shem Shana, when the finished 70 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim. Deser. Chad Sari. Shekach Omed Abayis Achar Golos Yechonin. Because some years the Beis Hamikdash lasted after Yechonin was exiled. Iu Kama Moloch Ar Beser. The Chesib Shnas Shtemes in the 12th year Hippopur Hu Agor. They did a lottery. Lushana Acheres Nasa Anes. Then the next year was when the miracle was. How are you given the 13th? The Machim Wilsa Oilam Matishra Minyana. Because you count for Yechonin kings from Tishrei. Nischad Shashana Matishra. It was the new year in Tishrei. Vixiv Lushana Acheres. The next year. Lakaimis the Geres Yipur. Mitzoyis Hashenis. To establish the letter of Purim a second time. Harry Yudal, that's 14. Baden be made Kurish, Batelus Avidas Besa Loko. And in the days of Kurish, they were bottle, they stopped building the base of Migdash to Hashem, Shetziva Kurish Livnois, the Kurish had commanded them to build it, the Chazapro, and retracted like they Tsar Yehuda, Ubinyamin, due to the ones who were troubling Yehuda and Binyamin. The Shvatim over there, Kamosha Kosova Sefer Ezra, it's written Sefer Ezra Anshinas Titan, Lamachus Dayarvish Hashani, until the second year of the king of the second Dayarvish, Shemolcha Achashvirish, that was king after Achashvirish, Shanikrish Shol Shemos, he's called three names, Dayarvish, Kurish, and Isra Chashasto. Those are his three names. Shnei Shanim Mekutoisai Oisin Shanim, those years Shminyanim Lamali, you count the early Yeshba Henshin Nivla Mishal Achron, but recently you have some of the later one that's being counted, it's mixed together with the first one. Kagoyin le Dayavish Hamadeh v'Karish for Dayavish Hamadeh and Karish Minyanu lehem hein shanim. You count of them 5 years. Lotim se eladal. It's really only four. The Ksiv Shana Achshas Achas of Dayavish Ben Achashverosh. It says in the first year of Dayavish the son of Achashverosh b'Sefer Daniel and the Sefer Daniel. V'Shnas Shalosh Lamachos Karish. This is the third year to the kingdom of Karish. V'Tanya b'Seder Olam and Seder. It says Lo Matzinu l'Madai Shana b'Ksuvim Elazu. You don't find a year from Madai except for this year in the Torah. This one, Lukarish Mitzino Shalashan and Sefer Daniel. Lukarish we find 3 years in Sefer Daniel. Bishnas Shalashan Machos Karish. It says the third year of the reign of Karish. We also say it teaches in Seder Olam. Karish Malach Gimel Shana Mukutais. The Karish had 3 years of basically chopped off. Hari Shemonis Shana Yisera was counted an extra year. Begam the Bishnas Nebuchadnezzar Vavel Merudach Nivlo Shana. Also within the years of Nebuchadnezzar and of Merudach was 1 year was mixed together. Connected Nishta Habin Yishtei Shana Udayavish, and that's why it took the opposite corresponding to those 2 years, another 2 years into Dayavish's reign for the Beis Hamikdash to be built.